Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
11 things that men think women care about. I'm going to run through these, ladies, and you tell me if this is accurate or not, because they're saying that women actually don't care about these. So let's ask real women, because not like AI bots.
Right.
Hannah and AOB will be honest. Are these actually true? Do women not care about these things? Number one on the list, expensive gifts. Men assume that women care about lavish gifts, but they just want a present that shows they're appreciated, and then the price tag makes no difference.
False. I don't care at all about how expensive something is. It's about how thoughtful it is. Right.
Yeah, like I'm fine with a nice card.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this would be true. Like, you guys do not care about mm-hmm. these things. Men think that women care about six-pack abs. You guys are going to have a different opinion here, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I care.
You care?
I care.
You do both?
You
do? Guys care?
Yes.
Yeah, she likes the skinny abs. Would you guys both care?
Oh, I like jacked abs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so the pony keg doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, no. Nope. They say most women don't care. They rather confidence, kindness, attentiveness, nothing sculpted physique is what they said. All right. Driving a fancy car. They say a nice car can be eye-catching, but women care more about how you treat her when she's in the car.
I cannot do car guys. Yeah. I'm like surrounded by them too much. No. I would rather you have a really crappy car, to be honest.
Really? Do you care about the car?
No, I don't really care.
All right, so you agree with that one. Always having the perfect response. Men think that women want the exact right thing to say, but they just want open communication.
No, I care about the perfect response for sure. You got to use your words correctly.
It goes both ways, and I can't always give the perfect response, so I shouldn't expect the same thing back.
Well, I'm always spitting out perfection, so there shouldn't be any problem there.
I'm curious how you guys feel about this one. Impressing our friends. They say, hey, I think you think that you need to impress my friends, but we don't base our relationships decisions basically on our own friends' opinions. Stop trying to impress them and just be attentive to me.
AV, you go first. I need a second
that
to gather my thoughts.
That 1,000% matters. If my friends hate the guy I'm dating, we're breaking up. There's something wrong with him. They see something, and I have the rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, I think ultimately I do care.
I do think, like,
if like one of them doesn't like him, I'm like, okay. But if all of them don't like him, there's a problem.
Something's happening. Yeah.
Being a bad boy, misconception. Women aren't really into the bad boy.
What kind of bad boy?
Like
you break the law?
No, like the rebellious type, you know, the mostly like not stable.
Emotionally unavailable, yeah. but only available to you. Yes. Absolutely not. Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. No.
Don't care if he's a bad boy. Okay, so most of these you guys agree with, except for the impressing the friends in the six-pack abs.
Yeah, right.
Being super competitive. Don't do it for you. Watching you compete at your at your pickleball game and you're just crushing a pickleball match.
I am the least competitive person ever. I think it would give me the ick if they cared like so much. Like we're playing Monopoly and they're getting really upset.
Yeah. I want a board.
Absolutely.
I've only ever dated like the most extreme competitive people, so I think I'm into it.
You do like it? Yeah. Okay. Showing off their wealth, don't care about how much money you make.
Ew. No.
Trying to fix everything. It's not really attractive when guys can't fix things. Thank God you guys don't
no,
care about
my
that.
My guy has to fix God. Everything. If he can't fix something, you're gone.
Really? So you do care?
I need a handyman.
I can't do it, so.
And then
what if? Okay. Would you be able to date Brett?
No, I'm saying I can't do it, so somebody else needs to.
Wait, that was an extreme. But why am I Mr. Can't Fix It?
I think we've covered I cannot date Brett for a whole lot of reasons.
Wow.
Whoa.
You can't fix stuff.
I thought you were my dad once.
That ends. Okay, the last one is being fearless all the times. You don't care if guys are fearless. But this time, some of this turned into like 11 things we don't care about and 11 things that for 11 reasons why we can't
date
Brett.
Brett undateable.
Yeah, Brett is not dateable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.